We ask Ken to take us deeper and help us understand how typologies can be identified and held in a way that creates greater balance and optimal development as we spiral upward to higher and higher levels.
Here we want to keep in mind how the different typologies carry different characteristics. And so learning what those typologies are doesn't mean that you're stuck with that characteristic. It just means it's more likely that you do have that. And so if we look at, just as a short background, if we look at some of the typologies that are more complex and that we also recommend, but things like Myers-Briggs or things like the Enneagram, if you take the Enneagram, which has 9 types, and those 9 types are perfectionist, the giver, the performer, the romantic, the observer, the questioner, the epicure, the boss, and the mediator. Now, those are clearly different types of personality. And so, again, a one-size-fits-all is not going to fit all of these types. So one of the things that we recommend, and we won't be going into this particular typology ourselves right now, but there are numerous books on the Enneagram, numerous books on Myers-Briggs. They're very easy to understand. They're very easy to apply. And so we recommend checking into those typologies, one or two of those, or whatever typology you can find useful. We're going to use a simplified one to show what's involved in the overall process. But these can be important because if you look at something like a personality type that's the observer, and let's say this person undertakes meditation and starts moving through the states of meditation and goes through gross, goes through subtle, goes through causal, and gets to witnessing. Now, witnessing is where, of course, you learn to simply sit back and witness, to simply sit back as the observing self and observe with a mirror mind, no judgment, no identification, no condemnation, but just a plain mirror mind reflecting what's arising moment to moment. And that allows you to make those things arising, to make those subjects into objects. And that's the key to development. And so now let's say you're an observer Enneagram type and you're moving into this observing, witnessing stage. Your tendency to stand back and observe, when added to the actual practice of standing back and observing, can end up being too much standing back and observing. So that's just one example of how knowing types can play in to the overall growth and development process in general.